Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Chav Gimel, mitzvah 523, the mitzvah of not accepting testimony of one witness. We are now have two mitzvos relating to Eidus. Number one is Eid Echad, and the next mitzvah we'll have will be Bez Hashem Eidim Zomamin, two of the major mitzvahs from Seder Nezikin. So the Torah tells us, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish, L'kol Avona L'kol Chatas, B'kol Cheder Sheyechta. One Eid cannot stand up against a man regarding any sin or any carbon, regarding any type of sin. Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Pishlosha Eidim Yakum Davar. You need two or three witnesses. And of course, Chazal Darshan Maseches Makis, if you could have two, why does it say three? To compare three to two, various suggestions given there. So that's Eid Echad, L'kol Avona L'kol Chatas. It does not work. And that is an Isser Dar to accept testimony of an Eid Echad and act based upon it. But Chazal, as we know, tell us that an Eid Echad can accomplish certain types of Eidiyos, and that's what Beis Hashem we're going to talk about. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. We are commanded not to. We are not allowed to inflict a punishment. We're not allowed to be motzi mamon. If one person says that somebody owes Reuven $1 million, nothing. Still, the principle is he does not have to pay. He does not have to get punished if he testifies that he did something wrong in Aveira. Even if the person is the most reliable, honest person in the whole world, or afilu navi, even if the person is a navi, even if Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says Reuben killed Shimon, doesn't matter. We throw Moshe Rabbeinu out of court. We do not believe him. Misharshia mitzvah. Why not? What is the shortest behind the mitzvah of not believing in Eid Echad? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, there are two, there's a general chakira, how it's known in the Achronim. The Chinuch's approach is what we would call chshash mishaker. Because one person, you never know if he's telling the truth. Lefi, says the Sefer HaChinuch, she yetzer lefa adam ra. The Yetzahara of a person is very strong. Ulif amim ya'ale b'libo tinal chaveiro. Sometimes he'll think of something against his friend. V'yafilu ya'ada b'tachlis ha'kosher. And even if a person is so honest, lo yinatzal michein l'famim. Nobody gets away from sin. Right? The Gemara says four people never sinned, but that's not what the ruba deruba, the majority, even the greatest of our leaders. V'afim yamur adam yamim rabim b'darchei ha'yosher. And even if somebody has many decades and many years of yashrus, eino min hanimna, it is not impossible. Lehis hapeich b'machshavaso ularshia, to do something wrong. Like Chazal tell us in Maseches Brachos, Yochanan, shimesh beguna gadol, there was one Kohen Gadol that served for many, many decades. Ulabasovnath at Stuki, and then he threw it all away and it became at Stuki. We can never trust others, we can never trust ourselves. That's a Musar Haskel also from this mitzvah. Doesn't matter how long we've been on the right and the narrow, every day is a challenge and we have to make sure that we stay. Gam amru b'chananya ben Azor, to be a Navi, the highest level that a person could reach, and fall down to becoming Navi Sheker. Alkeinu roi v'kasher adavar. And therefore it's appropriate. Shelo lismoch alev adam lanosh chaver alpiv. That's why you can never trust one person to inflict a punishment on their fellow man. V'yafilu yehananash Rasha gomer. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu is testifying about the biggest Rasha. Yemach shemam nevuchanetzar. V'hedio shebed yotos. V'hameir chacham gadol shebe Yisrael. It doesn't matter. The rules are a rule. Avo bios hameidim shnaim anashim ksherim. You need two kosher witnesses. Chazaka. Because there are Yisrael. When you have two, there's a chazaka. Shelo yaskimu shnaim lahar b'sheker. Two people won't lie together. That's the chazaka that we're allowed to rely on. One person might, but not two. V'gedola chazaka b'kol advar. So this is the Sefer HaChinuch who has what we would call a chshash sheker approach. The difference between one and two witnesses. Because one could be lying. And two, generally we assume, are telling the truth. Rabbi Chanan doesn't have as extreme a formulation. But similar, we would also put it in this camp. In the Kovetz Ha'aretz. In Yevam Simin Samach. There he says, "Nira mizeh diyesh chilek bein ne'amonus eid echad le'ne'amonus shnayim." Let me tell you the difference between the ne'amonus of one eid and two eidim. The shnayim, what we would call birur, mevarin es hamaisa birur gomer. If two people say something, you know that's what happened. You know that is the MS. The Yalkein, lo mahani tainis bari kinegdan. Even if there's a person screaming, it's not true. It doesn't matter. Mishum debarul anoshu mishaker. It's vadai that this person is baldin is lying because it's kinegda edim. Edim establish the truth. That's how we're allowed to assume. Even in places where an eid echad is believed, as we will see soon, ein lanu. Birur al hamaisa. You still don't have clarity. You still don't have emes. Ela sheish lismoch al dvarav leinyan sheitzarach lachush l'tzad hasafek. It just means he clarified that we used to think it was a safek, and now he pushes it over the top. But it's not that vadai we think he's telling the truth. If the aid wouldn't be here, it would be a total equal safek. We would be machmir. But the fact that the aid now testifies, so you don't have to worry that it's a safek. You could assume what he says. But lav dafka, that it's like to aid them that is telling the truth. So the Rabbi Chanan is not exactly the same thing as the Sefer Chinuch, but he also does not say that it is emes. He could get it out of a state of suffix. There's a totally other approach, and that is going down the path that the difference between one or two witnesses has nothing to do with emes and not emes. It doesn't have to do with 1A we think is lying, and 2A then we think are telling the truth. The Rambam says it, but Farish. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, twice, he says the reason we believe two witnesses is not because we know they're telling the truth, which would imply that no, the 1A is not. It's Xeris HaKasav. The Torah says, believe two. It could be that one is more believable than these two. Doesn't matter. That's the rule. The Rambam says this at the end of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yesod HaTorah and the beginning of Perek Ches. The Rambam there is talking about Nevuah. How do you trust a Navi Emes and a Navi Sheker? Says the Rambam, if he does the proper osos, the proper behavior, and the proper signs, then you trust. However, Adam Gadolu v'chacham v'royal nevuah, since he is already in the parsha that possibly could be a navi, so you trust him. Shebekachnitz tavinu, and even if we're wrong, but this is what we are commanded to do. Kimo shenitz tavinu lachtoch adin al pishnei edim ksherim. Just like we are commanded to accept testimony and decide the case based on two kosher witnesses. The afalpi she'efshar she'he'idu b'sheker. Even though it is possible that they're not telling the truth, hol v'ksher me'em etzleinu ma'amidin osan al-kashru son. You're allowed to assume that, but really it's Xeris HaKasuv, says the Rambam. So, and then the next Parak, he says the same thing, also related to Nevi'im. K'moshet tzivanu lachtoch adavar al pishnei edim v'af al pish she'enanu yodim im emes he'idu im sheker. Kach mitzvah l'shmoa mizeh Nevi'im o'os emes o'bekishuf v'lat. That is the Rambam. The Rambam says is clearly that it's Xeris HaKasuv, lav dafka, that it's based on that we think we're selling the emes. And the Ksos says the same idea. The Ksos in Simen Lamed quotes a tshuvas hamiyuchasos l'Ramban, t'gam bein echad lo chashashu l'ziyuf. Right, even by an eid echo, we're not choshes that he's lying. Right, every Jew has a cheskas kashrus, and every boy has a cheskas ne'emanus. Ulefamin lemilsa de mamon, and therefore he's believed in certain cases. V'mk nicha, he says, once you get rid of kibat eid echa nami ein chashul meshaker elata Torah pasul, the Torah pasul him. V'yafilu kushtakamar, even if he's telling the truth, it doesn't matter. These are the rules the Torah has. He says Araya Brura, even if it's Moshe and Aaron, as we said before, it is not a chash sheker. Well, we assume that this is the rules that the Torah has for us. One witness versus two witnesses. Okay, so that's in general that 1 aid is not believed. But there are some cases where 1 aid is believed. In what case is 1 aid believed? So let's get to some of them. Midiri HaMitzvah says the Chinuch. Mashamur Zacharin Lavracha. Beidecha l'kolavon l'cholchatas hute'eino kam. An aid is not believed to punish, to be motzi mamon. Klomar. Shlonanish shemadam api eid echad ba'onesh gufa bonesh. Mamon, that's avon v'chatas. Aval kamhu lishvua. The most well-known application, but an eid echad can be mechayev shvua. If Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me money, and he does not have two witnesses. If he has two witnesses, Reuven and Shimon has to pay him. But if he only has one witness, if he has no witnesses, then Shimon has to do nothing. But if he has one witness, the halach is Shimon has to swear that he does not owe anything. Kamu l'shvua, klomar, sha'amechayiv, hu shvua la'oso shemeyed alav. The mechayiv is, he's mechayiv a shvua. Kigo shamarecha l'chaveiro, tein limana shel visicha, I don't know anything, and the eid echad says it, chayiv hanitva lishava, he has to take a shvua. So there is a major chakira, which relates to what we just said, in general, about the difference between one and two witnesses, and that is, in the cases where 1 aid is believed, how parallel is that ne'emanus to the believing two witnesses? Is it a really a ne'emanus? Or is it something else that we don't really believe him, but it's enough, the claim is enough to be mechayev the nitva to do something, but lav dafka that we really believe him? There are a number of nafkaminas related to this. If you look in the pre-Moshe, in Simon Yud, he discusses this. First and foremost, he quotes, there is a machlokas we showed him between the Rimigash and the other we showed him, the Ran and others, whether if the Toveya, what if the Toveya is not sure? The Toveya has a tainus Shema. I'm not sure if you owe me money, but the aid says, Vadai, he owes him money. So does that work? It aid Echad on a tainus Shema. Is that good enough? So that is a machlokes. The Rimigash says, Ein Shvuas Eid Echad Eila B'tainus Bari. You have to have a tainus Bari for the Eid Echad to then bolster. And the Ran says, no. Ein Eilu Rayos Ava Lav Dafka Shei Tovo B'Bari. Lav Dafka is the Ran Ein Shvuas Andaf Mem. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Suggest the Primoshe and other Achronim. Well, let's talk about it. Yesh Lach Kar Begeder Eidus Eid Echad Lagabi Shvua. How do we look at Eidus that is Mechai the other person is Shvua? Ha'im Hu Din Eidus Gemura? Is it mamish edus to lagabi shvua nem on lagamri elamaisa? Right, regarding mamidus, regarding onshim, he's not believed. But regarding a shvua, he is 100% believed. Just like two witnesses are believed on an onesh, so too, eid echad is believed to mechay a shvua, and he's chayiv a mechayiv a shvua b'toras vadai. It's a miniature edus. Oh no, do we say no? Duhurak yotzer suffik, umachshiv es tainas hatoveya. All the Eid Echad does, he doesn't have Ne'amanus. He just strengthens the Toveya's claim. It's strong enough now to be Mechayev Yerushvua. Ubi Shemahachi Amrin on Lenitva, Sheyishava, Kedei Sha'afu Yachshiv Es Tainaso. You have to deal with the Toveya now because he has backing, but not because he actually has Ne'amanus. That's a Machlokes. So suggest the Primoshe. Maybe that's what's going on here. If the Ne'amanus of an Eid Echad is Mamish Ne'amanus Gemura on the Maisa, so then Im Kain, then it doesn't matter if the Toveya has a Tainus Shema. The Eid Echad is a Ne'aman. He has a Tainus Bari, and that's all you need. Masha'enkin, if the Eid Echad is not Ne'aman on the Maisa, but it's just bolstering the Savik of the Toveya, then if the Toveya doesn't have such a strong Taina, so then you can't say that it works. That is the first nafkamina. Another nafkamina that the Achronim quote is Shvuas Ha'edus. We know if somebody knows testimony for someone else and they don't testify for that person, and they could have been mechayev the person to get some money, they denied it, so they cause a monetary loss, then they're chayev a carbon Shvuas Ha'edus, right? Carbon from Parshas Vayikra. So is an Eid Echad powerful enough to be Mechayev a Karban Shvua Seidus? What if I know testimony, but I'm only one Eid? So I can be Mechayev a Shvua, but I can't be Mechayev Mamon. So again, is that real Ne'emanus or not? That could be a Nafkamina number two, relating to how do you look at the Eidus of Eid Echad. Others, the Ksos has the discussion of Eid Echad Bishtar. What, Neged Ashtar? Is an Eid Echad believed to say that a Shtar is Parua Bitoch Zmano? The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Pei Dalet, Eid Echad Meid Bishtar Shu Parua. Of one Eid. You have a Shtar? Somebody, Reuben has a Shtar. And then Shimon says, I have one Eid that said it was paid up already. If there are two witnesses that it's paid up, so then the Shtar is paid up. But, so if you have one Eid that is Parua, the Lo Yipar Ela B'Shvua, so that Eid is good enough to be Mechayiv, the Ba'al Hashtar, a Shvua. But what if it's Bitoch Hazman? There's a chazaka, ein adam porea betoch zmano. If it's within the time, before the loan is due. So there the Shulchan Aruch says that the Eid Echad is not believed neged the chazaka. And the Ksos can't believe that. Says the Ksos, kiva tekayim alon b'chol makom sheshnayim mechayivin mamon. Eid Echad mechayiv shvua. The Ksos has the parallel, the kiva deshnayim ne'emanim lomer al star betoch zmano shu parua. Lama lo yuchal Eid Echad lahad betoch zmano shu parua. Uma in yechazaka le'edim. V'hua din Eid Echad l'shvua. If two people could say betoch zmano that it's paid up, and they're totally believed, so one aid should be enough believed to be mechayiv a shvua during that time. So again, what's the machlokas about? It could be, is an aid echad really parallel to two witnesses in the context where he is a believed? Maybe one other nafkamina. Again, this is the major sugya of aid echad. What about aid echad b'shtar? Machlokas, Rambam, Ravid, Magen Mishnah, everyone gets involved. If you have a shtar that chasim bo eid echad, does it have the status of a shtar? Could an eid echad b'shtar be mechayev a shvua or not? If the lova says parati, is that he's not able? Do you say mitoch sheni yachol ishava mishalim? Right, a big discussion. So that again could be totally on our issue. According to the Rambam says that eid echad b'shtar works because an eid echad is neman. It's mamish neman in the cases where he is believed, and therefore he creates the status of a inferior your type of shtar, but a shtar nonetheless. And therefore, you're mechayev shvua. Mashekin, if you say no, it's not ne'eman, it just strengthens the claim of the toveya, so then, it's in a shtar? So what do you mean it's in a shtar? This isn't a shtar. So you just throw the whole thing out. You don't have the creation of the shtar, so the shtar can testify. Either way, this is a big discussion. In the first context where an aid is believed, l'chayiv shvua. There is a opposite discussion, and this is in a little bit in the Gemara, but mostly in the Rishonim. This is an aid, echad, that is mechayiv shvua, that somebody's owed money, and he brings an aid to support. What about the opposite case? Aid misayeya. It's in the first daf in Maseches Bava Basra, this is discussed. What if Reuven says to me, you know, you owe me money, and he has a certain, he's b'chayev mi shvua, maybe an aid echad, or chayev mi some type of shvua, and I have an aid echad to support me. Maybe modeh b'miksas, whatever the type of shvua it is. Just like an aid echad is b'chayev shvua, does an aid echad have the power to pater from a shvua? So that is a major machlokas rishonim. Some say Rabbeinu Tam has a svara that an aid paters from all shvuas. All shvuas, he has that power. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Eda Misayeya. Others say he only paters from shvuas Durabanan. Others say that it doesn't work at all. There's no such thing. Rashi seems to say in Bava Metzia that there is no such thing as an Eda Misayeya. No. No such thing. So again, this also might be connected to, do you say it's Ne'amonis, or it's just strengthening of the Toveya's claim, and then you wouldn't have a parallel in Eid HaMisayeya. That is all number one. Number two, where else is an Eid believed? Bottom line. Umash Amru Gamkein, Sha'af Al-Pi Sha'id Echad Lo'emintu Tor La'anosh Al-Piv Chaveiro B'gufa B'mamon, Mikomakom Ne'amonu B'Yisurin. As we know, the principle of Eid Echad, Ne'amon B'Yisurin. Where is an Eid Echad Ne'amon B'Yisurin? If somebody says something's kosher, you let it eat in their house, Nisurin. You can have a mashgiach in a restaurant, in a whatever it is. Eid Echad Ne'amon B'Yisurin. What is the source for Eid Echad Ne'amon B'Yisurin? That also is a machlokes. Rishonim. What is the source? Some say, Rashi says, the beginning of Gittin and Ksubitz is based on the fact that an Eid Echad is believed, the Torah is believed, Truma, Shchita, doesn't say by any of these cases, Nikir Hagid, that you need two witnesses. Doesn't say that anywhere. Some stum is one aid. That's what the assumption of all of these halachos are, of all of these isurim. And Bali Tosa's quote is based on Nida. V'safra la la'atzma, a woman counts her own shivin akiyim, v'ash v'achar titar. So that's the source for eid echa ne'mon b'isurim. Interesting, could a davar she'be'erva be the source for general isurim? But that is a second context where eid echad is believed. A third context where eid echad is believed is the step before testifying about somebody, but testifying about something. What's called hachzakas hametzius, establishing a certain reality before Edim come and testify about a person. Says the Rambam, for example, in Perek Tezayin Halacha Vav Vilcha Sanhedrin, Eino tzarech shnei Edim l'malkus ela b'shas maisa. Edim are only required for Malkus at the moment of the action. They have to testify that the act took place. Aval ha'isser atzmo be'erechad yuchzar. But the isser itself can be established with one aid. What does that mean? Ketzad. Amar eid echad chelev klayos huzeh. If one aid says, this is non-kosher fat. Kilai ha'kerem heim peros elu. These fruit are kilai ha'kerem. Grusha ozona hi'ishazu. This woman is a grusha or a zona. V'achal o ba'al be'edim achashah husrabo. And after that, that chazaka, that status is established, so then Edom testify that this Kohen lived with this grusha, that this person ate this piece of treif. Hariza loke, ava bisha ikero iser beit echad. The gemalkas in that case, even though that the ikero iser at ru was only established by one aid. And Bamed Ramamura Dharan continues, that's only Kishalo Hikish Aid Besha Kavaha Isser. Avalam Amar Zeh Enochil, if the person denied it at the time, so then it's one against one. But in a case where there was no contradiction at the time that the aid establishes the status, so then that's another example where an aid echad is believed. The chinuch then is, there are two others, midirabanan. Midirabanan, where we trust in aid echad. Number one, by me sota, if an aid says that the woman was vadai niveles, so then she doesn't drink the me sota. Or, right, Shlotishta Mehamarim, Ube Egla Arufa, and number two is Egla Arufa. Actually, there are three more that he has on. Sota, Egla Arufa, so that the Arifa does not take place. If one aide says that they know who the murderer was, you do not do Arifas Egla. You don't know, go through the ceremony. And number three, one of the more famous ones, and that is Eidus Isha. The whole second half of Maseches Yevamos discusses kulas that we're allowed to have when a woman's husband disappeared, so that she does not remain in Aguna. So we also there or trust in Eid Echad because of different svaras, daiko mitzvah, a woman will for sure check out before she gets remarried. She doesn't want to create mamzerim. Either way, that is a huge discussion in the cases where an Eid Echad is believed. Also, another one I'll throw in that he does not mention, milsa da'avidi ligluye, by something that's going, which is also an example of Eidus Isha, something that will become revealed eventually, Eid Echad is believed there too. In general. But the mitzvah today is the isser of relying on an Eid Echad in all cases where the Eid Echad is not believed. And if somebody accepts Eid Echad testimony in a case where they shouldn't be, they violate this isser d'araisa. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch ends off by saying. This mitzvah applies linyan dinei mamonis, shenogen hayom b'chol makom v'chol zman, by men who are the dayanim, the overall zeh v'hekim gvulei ha'onesh. Zulasi besadeh shepirashnu. Besides the cases where they're believed, if Bezdin inflicts an onesh, b'guf based on an Eid Echad, besides stealing, they violate this isser of accepting testimony of an Eid Echad. Okay, we'll stop here.